And Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and the Minister for Rural and Community Development, Heather Humphreys, and the US Ambassador to Ireland, Claire Cronin. They'll all be in County Limerick later on this morning for the opening of a €5 million redevelopment of the world's largest flying boat museum and the home of Irish coffee. That's in Foynes. Margaret O'Shaughnessy is CEO and founding director of Foynes Flying Boat and Maritime Museum. Margaret, good morning. This is going to be a great day for you.
Good morning, Mary. It is indeed. It's the culmination of 2 years of building works and fit out. And we're absolutely excited that we've got to this stage in the times that we have.
Tell me, what will I see when I go to visit your museum in Foynes?
Well, Mary, first of all, you'll be back in the original terminal, which is a nice one. And then you will have several aviation exhibition rooms, but you also have flight simulators. You have holograms. You have a 100-seater magnificent new old-style cinema that we show you a lot of the original footage of Foynes in the 30s and 40s. There's a selfie point where you can take your pictures for your social media, holding Maureen O'Hara's Oscar. We have a conference centre, an archive library research centre, an Irish coffee centre, which is very important to us.
Lots of different ones to unpick there with you. First of all, Maureen O'Hara and her association with Foynes. What is that?
Well, Mary, we opened originally on the 8th of July 1989, which was the 50th anniversary of the first passenger flights in the Atlantic. And her husband, Captain Charles Blair, was one of the greatest aviators of that time and flew in and out of here for many years and holds all the records. He actually did the very first passenger flight on the Atlantic. So she's associated through him. And she died, as you know, and her grandson, Conor Beau, decided he wanted her remembered in her home country, which she was very, very proud of. So he donated a massive amount of memorabilia relating to personal life, aviation, and also to her film world. Yeah. So we took on that we would do something. I think it's probably the first, Mary, dedicated museum wing to any Irish movie star in the country.
All right. Now, I was always told that Irish coffee was invented by Joe Sheridan in Foynes to keep passengers warm when they came off the flying boats. Is that true?
Kind of. It was a flight that left here, bound for the United States. Now, these flights flew at low altitude, were not pressurized. So weather, like everything in Ireland, Mary, weather played a huge role in it. And this flight hit very bad weather and it turned back. And it was the middle of the night when the staff were brought in here under Brendan O'Regan, the famous man that did so much. And he was asked to prepare food and drink for them. So he decided, he always had a little bottle of whiskey lying around, you know, Mary, for those cold nights.
As you do.
And it started out purely by accident that it was 1943. So we're celebrating the 80th birthday this year. He put the whiskey in and they liked it. And they just asked him, what coffee was it? Was it Brazilian he used? And he said, not at all, Irish. Pure joke. And you know, it's the world's most famous drink now.
It certainly is. I still struggle to keep the cream sitting on the top.
Mary,
but anyway, maybe I get a lesson. I get a lesson when I go down. You've had lots of famous people through Foynes back in the day. And we mentioned Maureen O'Hara, Charlie Blair, her husband, John F. Kennedy.
Yes. You see, people forget Foynes was Ireland's first international airport, long before Dublin, Shannon, Cork or any of them. And John F. Kennedy, his family were anxious to get him back out of Europe when war began. So it was September 1939, John F. Kennedy flew from Foynes back home to the US. And we've had queens and kings. Queen Wilhelmina was here, you know, the King of Greece, Bob Hope, Yehudi Menuhin. You had to be the great and good, Mary. It was very expensive, very different. Well, they're getting expensive again. But it was a very different style of flying with a 7-course dinner served, you know.
Wow, it was a glamour era, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. And so if you weren't important or wealthy, you didn't get on the flights.
Well, look, enjoy the day today with all the politicians and all the dignitaries you're going to have gathered there. That's Margaret O'Shaughnessy, the CEO and founding director of Foynes Flying Boat and Maritime Museum, and bringing us to 2 minutes to 9.